Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, why wasn't the dog to space program cats to space? I just feel we have too many on Earth. Hey everyone, just letting you know that if you sign up today over at SansPantsPlus.com at either the Hero or King level, not only do you get episodes early, but we've just started a brand new series of D&D. The Plumbing Boys play slash ruin the Yawning Portal, where myself, Dusha, and Jackson create D&D versions of ourselves and try to beat D&D. Episode 1 of us tackling the Sunless Citadel is up right now, so go do yourselves and us a huge favor by signing up right now at SansPantsPlus.com for even more weekly bullshit from your favorite boys.
Welcome to episode 15 of Buried Beneath, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. I'm Jackson Bailey. I'll be playing the part of Anton de Saucier.
I'm Michael Shanks. I'll be playing the part of Squim Norton.
I'm Joel Zammett. I'll be playing the part of Shane Knoll.
And today, I'm Adam, your Dungeon Master.
Welcome to...
Previously.
Previously.
You got the shakes.
Dang.
I don't check.
Clough.
I smell Lilith's hair.
To fortify myself.
At what point am I unplayable? Like, what is my strength, my dex modifier got to be? Before?
2 rooms ago.
None of us are medical doctors.
Not in the slightest.
Let me live up my last moments in peace.
The mirror reflects the room that you guys see before you. The objects in this room look remarkably fine. There's very little decay here.
Go
this
on,
revolting, stooped humanoid appears to be composed of dark gray ash.
So you doing all right?
Time for you to become a sand vein man. Contract a plague so that others get the plague off you.
When you open the door, you hear click, and you're like, spears from just above you jut downwards.
Why is Die Hard 3 this?
Let's all go watch Die Hard 3.
And with a cracking sound, you appear inside the water tank. When you try to swim out, you hit a solid surface.
Oh, fuck.
You do it. Okay. Oh. That happens. You can surface. The invisible barrier is gone.
If I'd been in his position, you'd be pretty dead by now.
The pedestal splits in two, and a little cog piece comes out of the pedestal. On the other side of the doorway, the giant scorpion creature barrels heedlessly towards everyone. The creature charges towards you, Shane, and so the door isn't big enough for it, so instead of slamming into you, it just slams its head into the roof.
What a dickhead.
And then we go to initiative.
Fucking dickhead.
Oh, and it is, where is it? Bonk. That one's called Bonk. You are stunned for one round, so its next turn is just going to be...
wee, 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 as the birds fly around its head.
Wait, did it take damage on the bonk?
It did not take damage, but stunned means that it's... effectively dead to the world for one round.
Right, cool.
Cool.
You can't attack it.
Oh, that sucks. Your life
I can't
is
at all?
Yeah, because it's flat-footed to you.
All right. Okay.
It's your turn, Anton.
I'll use my rooster to chill touch.
All right. Your rooster barrels in.
Got him good. Rooster crit! Oh, no! Rooster fumble.
Oh, no!
Why? Why? Will I ever win? Hell.
So, Shane, you're the only one who really can see this. The rooster pecks at the creature, bumps its head into the creature. You see what some specialists in the field of magic refer to as a backfire.
Oh, no.
The rooster squawks and then slowly starts bleeding out of its nose. Rather than...
nose?
Yeah.
Beak holes.
Beak. Yeah, that's like a...
Right. It's got holes. Right. Yeah.
Whatever those nose holes are called.
It I
starts
it's
bleeding
still
from the beak. So, nosebleed. Take 1 point of bleed damage. Every round...
Oh, fuck.
Your chicken is going to bleed out 1 hit point until someone makes a successful heal check on it.
And I'm guessing neither of you guys are going to stop your fight.
I can't fight the flat-footed, so I was gonna.
Ah, cheers. True.
Another point, just to quickly make,
yeah,
is that you are very unlucky, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Just
In general.
In general. All right.
Have you, like, does that need qualification?
Isn't that just the case?
Yeah, is that just not what's been happening? Then it is Shane's turn.
You went so quietly, like, I can't attack.
Yep, you can try to heal check a chicken.
All right, chicken. Foe.
Chicken looks this like it's in a bad
this
way.
Isn't fair, so I'm just going to look at my chicken.
You wrap some bandages around the chicken and staunch the bleeding. Your chicken has taken 1 point of damage, but it's fine. It'll stop
good.
Bleeding out.
Thank God. Good boy. Chick. Boy? Yeah, boy.
It's a I was brewster. Looking forward to a slow death for your chicken.
I'm just glad it did. I thought it was going to die outright. I'm fucking stoked, mate.
Then it is Squim's turn.
Okay, I run in just enough so I'm not, so I'm in front of everybody else.
Oh, but they're kind of next to each other.
Okay,
oh,
well,
wait,
I...
no, you're not that guy, you're this guy.
Yeah,
so... they're kind of next to it still, though.
So can I kind of run round to its side then?
Yeah, actually you can. It's stunned, so it's not really paying attention. Yeah. So you could duck round through it. Where do you want to be in this room?
I'll sort of be on the side because I'm going to angle an attack that I don't want to hit my friends.
Ah, you walking up the wall, is it?
Oh, yeah, because I've still got spider walk on, don't I?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Oh, no, I'm just nice and close to it so I can fucking look it in the eye and I say hi to your fucking family and I wand of burning hands it so it can burn in hell with its fucking kids.
That's the best way to kill a scorpion with your fire. That's our go-to move. And it works. Damn it, why are you shaking?
You deal 13 points of damage to the creature.
13 points of damage!
Woo! Doesn't have babies to kill this time.
You bathe it in fire and... How's all those?
Lows.
It doesn't catch fire. But you bathe it in fire, dealing 13 points, which is a pretty respectable amount considering it's... Oh. There's another monster on the same page as it, and I quickly looked to the hit points, and I looked at the wrong hit points, and I'm like, 230!
What have I thrown at?
That's something else entirely. You deal a respectable amount of damage.
Cool. And I turn back and I say, anyone for roast?
Check
that
please.
Happens whether or not you shut up. Fuck, I hate this group sometimes. it's turn. It spends its turn just like
Boy. My scorpion brain.
Anton?
Yes.
You're Anton.
What are you doing, Jack?
Running through your brain.
I can move 30 feet. I'm here.
Yeah. You're way back in the beginning room. You charge down the corridor towards your friends.
I'm with my. I got an empathic link with my rooster. Yeah.
Yes.
I'd just be like, come back.
You can impress that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's all I do.
What's your rooster's speed? Can you quickly look for
it
me?
It is. I can't find it. Where is it gonna be?
You know what? It's fine. It gets to you. If it runs, that's fine.
Oh, its speed is 30 feet.
Oh, well, yeah, then it's fine.
Cool.
Yep, the chicken, your rooster is back next to you.
Thank goodness.
And that puts it out. Shane.
Can I attack now?
I like that the whole deal of a knight is just sort of like, yeah, you're limited. You're like, limited in when you can hit someone.
I understand
someone.
Like a knight, if it's like, look, if it's, you know, it's we're fighting brigands.
Yeah.
Like, I'll put my shield and not attack. But I was like, this is a creature of no intelligence.
I've already been burning.
And it's kind of, and it's like, or like a wolf, like, no, wolf. We will fight like honor. It's a wolf, you dumb knight.
Yeah, like, it started by charging us to try and attack us. And then it just kind of bonked its head.
Yeah. Mm, I feel like...
Chicken tonight.
Like...
I feel like...
Chicken, yes.
I feel like you made a fairly good argument for this. So while I would not normally allow you to attack at this point, I think it's okay.
All right. Then I'll try and...
Swipe its brains.
Swipe its brains out. Cut off a leg.
Make him fall over.
It's not even that, like, its chitin is too thick. You swing and you actually miss it entirely.
Man.
Which you think wouldn't be possible for something that big. Mm. But you manage it. You manage it.
What is shield bash, by the way?
Shield bash is you bring up your shield and you slam your shield into the person.
Okay.
It means that you lose the shield, the armor class bonus that the shield gives you, but kind of gives you an extra attack.
Okay. Can I shield bash it as well?
You need to declare that before you do your regular attack.
Oh, so it's like a...
You take penalties on both attacks when you do that.
Oh, okay,
actually,
gotcha.
Pretty big penalties. So I would recommend shield bash as a last resort.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Unless you have special feats that allow you to do it.
Like,
or you're
Captain America.
America.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about that epic level game?
Where somebody was Captain America?
I was playing this epic level, running this high level game, I should say. And a bunch of the characters were like, hey, can we do these sort of just weird things? It's a little dumb or whatever, but can we do them? I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. And as we're making characters, I'm like, are you guys just the Avengers? Inadvertently, they made the Avengers.
Inadvertently? When I heard that story, it was on purpose.
At first, it was inadvertently. But then they were like, let's... I let one guy was like, I want to use a shield as a weapon. Yeah. And I'm like, here, I have all these shield things. And then after a little bit, we're like, are you just Captain America? And another guy was, we're just like, are you just the Hulk?
I'm a Ranger. All right.
It was really the Avengers. It was more just superheroes in general. And then I started giving them bonuses to encourage them to be superheroes.
That's the best.
It was funny, yeah.
Good.
Anywho.
Yes. I miss completely and be like, yeah, he's fine.
Hey, mate, that's life.
Hey, all right. Fair enough.
You're probably pretty intimidated by the thing that just slammed up into a wall.
I'd be like, no, I can attack. No, it goes against my code. No, no, I can't.
At the last second, you divert your sword, thinking better of breaking your code.
It's just rude.
It's like he's waiting for it to give you a paper cut so that then you can retaliate.
Scrim, it's your turn.
So you can, like, move and attack in a turn.
Yeah. Yep.
But I can't attack and then move, can I?
No, you can. Yeah. You can do it either way you want.
Oh, cool.
So you have a standard action and you have a movement action. Standard action you can do a lot of things with, though most people attack with it. And then movement is obviously a movement action. Some people would use their standard action to move twice. Okay. So you can move an extra distance or a bunch of different things.
But sometimes the downside of, like, attacking and then running is that because you disengage, you get attacked.
That's fifth ed.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the downside of just going, then?
Going, what do you mean?
You're like, stab, run.
Well, then you do, get an attack of op. That's attacks of op are complicated and difficult, and
I should not worry about them.
Let me. Don't you worry about blank. Let me worry about blank.
Done.
Well then, because I'm pretty close to it right now.
You want
to
move a little bit up the wall?
Well, I kind of want to. Here's my pitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to point blank shot it with an Eldritch Blast, and then scurry up the wall to safety.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Let's roll them bones.
Roll them bones. Roll them craps in a back alley.
You blast it squarely in its back. The creature rears backwards. Like, you know, if you punch someone in the spine, they're like, ah!
What the heck?
Fucking coward.
Coward's punch. You deal 6 points of damage.
Respectable.
Stop the coward's punch. Stop the coward's eldritch blast.
Pretty respectable. Yeah. Then it is its turn.
And do I scurry out the wall?
Oh, yes, yeah. You get way up. You're basically on the roof now, out of its reach.
Ooh, I blow it a raspberry.
A poo-poo to you, centipede man.
You blow it a raspberry. It doesn't seem to notice or get the significance of blowing a raspberry.
I'm hoping that my childlike play will remind him of the fact that his kids have burnt to death.
Having neither a tongue nor lips, it does not understand the concept of blowing a raspberry.
I have no tongue and I must blow a raspberry.
Shield block. No, I've just declared that.
It's fine. Okay, so anyway, it gets 3 attacks, and it only has 1 enemy standing next to it.
Super good.
So,
double wait, shield attacks.
Oh no! Once I was looking at the other thing, I'm like 8 attacks.
What am I doing?
What have I thrown you up against? Oh, it gets 4 attacks though. So it's worse than I originally thought, but
better than it could be.
Okay, so it scoops you up with its claws.
Of course it does.
Uh-huh, chomped. Dead.
Oh, guess what? I'm going to go the way of Lilip. See you soon.
Again, I don't want to be the last one alive.
Look, good news, bad news. Would you like?
Bad news always.
Bad news first. It grabs you, picks you up, and...
Blue.
Green.
Was that black again?
Yeah.
It looks...
Oh, were you the black... Oh.
It looks blue.
I just assumed it was the green one, because green is closer to blue than the black is.
Hang on. Hold him up again. I'm going to go check from Zamet's position.
I think I was holding them.
Yeah, it could sort of be a navy, I see.
It kind of looks in that navy.
Not really.
Steely. Fuck you.
Okay, so the bad news is it picks you up and is very, very, very similarly to how our good friend Lilith.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
Damage. You are now taking damage.
That knocked Lilith straight out. Knocked her out like a fucking light, mate.
So.
Yes.
6.
Yes.
12.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
13.
Yes.
Yep.
23 damage.
Of healing.
Of healing. 23 damage of healing.
Jeez. You were on 48, so now you're on 24.
48, didn't we heal?
Oh, no, I got bit.
Yeah, I healed you.
Yeah, you got bit by the sand ghoul, yes. Which we're going to have to fight. Yeah.
Well, I might not.
And the good news is it gets 3 more attacks, none of which hit you.
Oh, hey!
Yeah, there you go.
Lucky duck.
The bad news is now every round, like how Earthen Grasp grabs the creatures, you must break out. And then hope that it doesn't just grab you again on its next turn.
Earth and grass it.
Earth and grass.
Should I earth and grass it?
Yeah.
But then it's just kind of clamping. It's still clamping.
Grappling.
You.
Grappling is complicated like, at the best of times.
Now we're talking.
Open its pincer, earth and grass.
A fractal grapple. That's what that is. You got to grab a mouse.
Anton.
I don't know really what's happening down there, but I am so sick that I just cuddle my rooster.
All right, you have a little comment. Shane?
Tell me anything I do is not going to negatively impact the group.
I think that you could maybe try chill touch
the All right, I'll chill touch the rooster and send it running back.
That's the only thing I can think of that you can do.
Yeah, fair.
But like,
that's your turn.
And then I'll
on the next turn, the rooster will
next
chill touch.
You'll kill your rooster. Oh, I thought you were saying everyone.
Oh, it is your turn, though.
Can I do anything but struggle free?
What weapons do you have? A dagger?
I got a bastard.
Do you have the glass dagger?
No,
you can't use your bastard sword in close combat like this.
Can I try and struggle free?
You can indeed.
Give it your best, matey potato.
Mate, this isn't on. I didn't attack you.
Yeah.
You picked me up.
See what your fucking nobility can.
I will let you pick any of the colors of dice
purple,
for you.
Purple, clear purple.
Which, clear purple.
Sam, it's fucking giddy
and
with the choice.
Which color would you like the enemy to be?
Purple, also purple.
Which color would you like it to be?
Purple.
Oh, okay. I thought you were joking.
No.
But no, you did want
to. Man, it'd be
like
crazy to want two purples.
Purple be purple. Dang.
Oh, dear.
You try to break free, but the creature, it's a giant pincer. Come on, what are you going to do?
Yeah, not fair. You're just smacking the shit.
You put an arm on either side and try with all your might to push it open, but it just doesn't.
No, it's...
It's fine.
Squim.
Kill
fractal grappling or fire an Eldritch Blast?
Fractal
or
grapple.
Darkness or something else?
Oh, I'm just worried about the fire because it's going to burn you.
Do whatever you want, mate. I'm a healthy boy. I'm on a full hit points of how much, Adam?
Half hit points.
I'm on half hit points, which is like
less than
20 something odd. So it's
25 fine. Total now.
Yeah, go nuts. Cook him. Cook the goose, mate.
Okay, I'll cook. I'll cook the goose.
But I
aim towards kind of the rear of it, so I'm more cooking the goose caboose, so that I'm a little further away from Zammit. I sort of want him to tell a liar with his pants on fire.
Oh, goodness.
No, the thing swings around as you do that, and you're not sure if it means to or not, but it basically puts Shane right in
like
the
it's flame. Protecting its face with the pincer he's in.
Literally, it got a 20 and he got a 1.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, no, he takes the damage kind of meant for it. It takes some damage, but
that's funny.
Yeah.
Like Cook Shane.
Cooked Shane.
Cooked Sir Shane the Knight.
Ah, Sir Shane, you were noble, but
10
now you're...
damage to Shane.
Oh, that's a...
5 damage to it.
It's fine, I'm a healthy boy.
I mean, like, you know, like, we talk about how much danger you're in, but I've actually been on less this whole game, so...
It's fine.
I say if we encounter a scorpion friend again, let's keep our distance. It's really...
Yeah, because the moment one of us gets got, it's pretty much lights out.
Yeah.
And I think we should all sort of acknowledge that.
Yeah. Well, you can acknowledge that.
This is the only thing to successfully kill a member of our party.
Dead corpse. Two, potentially.
Potentially, yeah.
Potentially.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Then it is, it's time.
Oh, shit.
Now.
All right, yes.
Now.
That old chestnut.
It gets a free 10 damage on you, Shane.
Shouldn't have done that fire attack. Sorry about that.
Nah, that's right. It's five.
You're
it's
on 5 hit points.
5 hit points.
Now, there are 2 enemies that it can hit.
Okay.
You and the chicken.
No.
Oh.
Now, I don't mean to be alarmist, But I am going to guarantee a kill in this round.
If it hits us. If it might hit, it might miss.
It might.
It might miss it. Like a chicken's got good AC. What's
Chicken's AC is crazy.
Now, I don't want anyone to think that I am showing favoritism one way or the other in any specific way. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to roll an 8-sided dice.
Okay.
On a 1, 2, 3, 4, it will attack Shane.
Okay.
On a 5, 6, 7, 8, it attacks your rooster.
Romeo.
It gets 4 attacks.
4 attacks.
6, it attacks who was
the rooster.
The rooster.
Okay.
4, it attacks Shane.
Mm.
8, it attacks the rooster.
The rooster's dead, so let's...
4, it attacks Shane.
Oh, God, they're both
so
dead.
So 2 each, all right.
Oh, Jesus.
So its first
Christ.
Attack was... Who was it hitting with the first one?
Rooster. So it goes Romeo, Shane.
What's your rooster's armor class?
16.
16? It misses. Its first attack misses.
Fuck. Sneaky little Shane.
Shane, what's your armor class?
Oh, sneaky.
I have it right here.
21.
It misses Shane.
Hey.
All right. We might be fucking Shane. Golden.
What did you say the rooster again?
16.
16. It misses the rooster.
Hey.
Romeo.
Finally. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe I didn't. I'm sorry. I know you guarantee.
I'd like my money back, please. Okay. Never mind.
Yes.
Oh no!
It misses.
Oh,
hey! You suck.
Holy shit!
Never just sucks. It's like a it's a weird first for D&D for someone to just be like, "You fuck, Adam." I mean, yeah, fair.
From hell's heart, I stab at thee.
Yeah,
it misses completely. It misses every attack.
Dickhead.
I thought that was the end of this one.
I resume my raspberry blow.
I can imagine just mid-raspberry.
I'm honest to God, very surprised.
Like, lucky. I thought like maybe I was expecting me to be the first to die.
Yeah.
Or of a party. I always assumed Jack, but hey.
Could be you.
Hey, fun.
Have you ever died in a game? I don't think.
Colors.
Oh, in Colors you died. That's right.
Anywho, that puts it at Anton's turn. Your chicken attacks.
Yep.
And run back.
Hey, got him.
Gets him. What was it? Chill touch?
Yep.
What's chill touch again? D6 plus strength?
It is. Yes.
Yep.
1d6 damage plus -1 strength.
It takes 4 regular damage and then -1 to its strength.
Yeah. Come back.
Cold energy in your attack leeches its heat out.
Come back, rooster.
There you go.
Victim of Romeo.
It clucks and turns around, making its way back to you. Shane. Same dice as last time?
Yeah.
It's Strigo.
You break out.
Yay. Lucky duck!
Falling to the ground where you were originally, you are now free of its grasp.
I shout, run! Use a range attack!
It is your turn to break out.
Yeah, I was like, can I run?
<Mm-mm>.
No, you say.
You said that like a wise old no-child.
No-child,
ain't your time.
Ain't your time to leave.
I see. All right, yes, I'll...
Just lie
ground and contemplate life.
Gads.
If you lie on the ground, it gets a bonus to hit you.
I thought you... Oh, then I'm not on the ground. I thought you said to plonk on the ground.
Yeah, you can just get...
Oh, if I can get up, then I'm up. I'm up. I'm up.
You're fine. You're fine. Squim. And I don't mean to stress you out, Squim, but there are no enemies that it can hit except one person. And how long is his armor going to hold up?
Full defensive.
So
full defensive.
You might want to find however you can to deal as much damage as possible.
Okay. Do you
have those feats? Or is that Jack?
Which?
Like
sudden
empower
maximum.
Your...
Fire. Oh, yeah. No, shit. That's me.
Him. Oh.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. I've only got point blank shot.
No, Jack. It's all never
can mind. I check for what these things actually do? So point blank shot, what does that...
If you're within 30 feet of your enemy, you get +1 to hit and +1 on damage.
Okay, +1 to hit means is an accuracy thing?
Yeah. It's just when someone's closer to you, you're better at hitting and better at causing damage.
Okay, and the burning hands thing.
Yeah.
So my Eldritch Blast is 2D somethings.
Six?
Yeah, 2D6.
Burning Hands is 5D4.
5D4.
So it does more
out of 20 as opposed to out of 12.
Yeah. But the problem is, with the burning hands, mm-hmm. they get a roll, and if they make the roll, they take half damage.
Right.
So it's easier for them to get out of taking damage with the burning hands, but it has a higher base damage and a higher max damage.
Fucking math. All right. I am.
Welcome to D&D. Unfortunately, right?
I run down so I'm on the floor so I can divert its attention.
If you do that, it'll get an attack of opportunity because passing through an area that it threatens. It's like flailing its fucking limbs around, and it gets a free attack.
Okay,
guarantees on a hit. Just a free attack.
I just wand of burning hands. So I'm still on the roof, still cowardly. Sorry.
No, it's,
well,
it's
it fails at save, so max damage.
Hey! If I roll any damage.
Well, we don't have a healer, huh?
No.
No.
Dang.
She did.
You deal.
Dang.
12, 14, 20, 17 points of damage.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
It collapses. You have killed it.
Got it.
Okay, I'm ready to reveal another letter of my name, yes. Guys.
I actually have it written down, so I'm excited. What do we got?
I'm actually changing. My name also changes quite a lot. Like, I'm not going to tell you what it originally was. The S used to stand for something. That's a secret. Then it stood for sad when Lilith died. And now I want it to stand for Scorpion Killer.
Is that also an acronym?
It's also an acronym.
Okay, I'm going to.
So you'll find that out.
That's an acronym.
Okay, I've got to hang on. I got to get a new page.
Oh, no, sorry. I meant to say that I'm spelling killer with the Q. So it's Scorpion Willa. Killer.
What?
It's just Q I L L E R. It's an elven thing. Don't worry about it.
How do you spell killer with a Q?
Q-I-L-L-E-R. Killer. So that's the first two letters.
You are a confusing and in-depth man.
Okay, yeah.
You've forgotten the U. So I'm Scorpion Killer blank blank Mr. Hands. That's my full name. So far.
They're all acronyms of themselves.
I'm amazed I didn't know
S is Scorpion.
I'm honestly amazed.
S is Scorpion.
S is Scorpion. Okay. Q is Killer.
Killer. Yeah. All right.
Look around the room for a cog.
And loot the corpse?
Yeah.
Loot the score.
You find some equipment in its nest, but you don't find the cog. I'll roll the equipment for you now.
Scorpion, Quilla, UI, Mr. Hands. Mm. All right.
User interface. That's not official.
That's just a fan theory.
So, in its little nest thing, not a lot.
One day we'll find a magic item that
heals
makes
us all.
I just would like to not be useless.
That'd be good.
I'd appreciate
maybe
it.
Maybe like just a potion of, you know, repicking your spells.
Yeah.
100 gold pieces.
In two levels, I can repick my spells. Oh, yeah, 100 gold. In two levels.
Oh, champions.
And then we just have a big long nap in this room for 3 days while I heal.
Yes.
I have 69 gold pieces.
Oh, and a necklace.
A necklace of fix my shitness.
Ah, Squim, you know what this is. It's a necklace of fireballs type 3. So, a specific subset of the larger item, Necklace of Fireballs.
May I...
And can anybody take it?
I'm assuming it's you cast fireballs out of it?
This device appears to be nothing but beads on a string, sometimes with the ends tied together to form a necklace. It does not count as an item worn around the neck, so you can put it around your neck if you want, but it doesn't take up any neck slot that you might have. If a character holds it, however... All can see the strand as it really is, a golden chain from which hangs a number of golden spheres. The spheres are detachable by the wearer, and only the wearer, who can easily hurl one of them up to 70 feet.
Four.
When a sphere arrives at the end of its trajectory, it detonates as a fireball spell. A fireball is a very powerful ball of fire spell, like your burning hands, but larger area and a lot more damage.
Hey,
cool.
Spheres come in different strengths, ranging from those that deal 2d6 damage to those that deal 10. So a type 3...
is a lot, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, there's... wow. Talk about maths. Hang on. I gotta do a couple rolls to determine what type of type 3 it is.
Jesus Christ, D&D.
And they say this game's for nerds.
I was gonna say, like, actually, might be better for you to grab it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But then you're on five. I don't know who's. Yeah,
and so you're pretty useless at the moment. But you can do with a great.
There's no magical, expertise.
I've already got fiery stuff. All right.
Yeah.
There's no magical expertise required to use this thing. You just pick a bead and throw it.
Oh, yeah. I'll Can I use it in first as well?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, one of you two, I got enough.
I feel like with my D&D Parkinson's, it's just probably best.
True. And like if your deck's like, into your mouth.
7 beads in total. The largest bead in the dead center will do the most damage, 7d6 for those of you playing at home. The two on either side of it deal the next amount, 5d6. And then the two on either side again deal 3d6. All right, we could just call it like one powerful, two medium, four minor.
I got a small, medium, and large.
Yeah. Small, medium, and large.
Done.
Venti Grande.
And I don't know what the largest one is. Yeah.
Does anyone here?
Molto Bene.
I've seen like a series of images on the internet. Well, I think it's Paul Rudd.
Sure.
Is.
Yes, go on.
Is talking with this chick at a Starbucks, and she's like, Venti Grande, blah, blah, blah. And Paul Rudd's like, no, that's not how languages will work or whatever. You've been dumb in three languages. What movie is that from? Does someone know?
What movie is it from? Quick, I have seen it.
Yes.
I think it's This Is 40.
This is
40? I think it's This Is 40.
All right.
All right.
Is this a puzzle?
I'm just actually
is someone
curious.
Drowning?
Is it that one, or is that the one where he's like the look after a kid and dresses up?
Oh, which is called Role Models.
Yeah, Role Models.
No, it's not from Role Models.
I think it's This Is 40, the one where he runs like a rock and roll gig.
I have not seen it.
Is This Is 40 a spin-off from
Knocked Up?
Knocked Up.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, same universe. Yeah,
it's the Knocked Up
cinematic universe. Yeah.
Yes.
So just to reiterate, this room has been completely destroyed. This creature, in order to make its nest, has taken whatever puzzle was once in this room and broken it apart to form its nest.
So we can't find the cog in its nest?
No.
Can we find the cog pieces?
You can't find the cog in any way, shape, or form. You don't know where the cog is. Mm.
Do we know what the puzzle might have been? Is there any way to be like...
Is there like a...
Say like, clearly it was like a meat puzzle and the cog was in the meat, so clearly he ate it.
Yeah, in which case, can I go through its like intestines and find a cog?
Who doesn't love meat puzzles? Adam, why have you never run us a meat dungeon?
There seems to be a lot of remnants of precious metals here.
Okay.
Nothing that's worth harvesting, but something about metals was the puzzle.
Any bite marks?
You find chew marks on a lot of the metal.
All right, let's cut it open.
Yeah.
I don't
you cut
say
it
that.
Open, and sure enough, in its stomach is lodged the cog.
Hey!
Just imagine Link, like, his arms covered in gore, so when he faces it up.
All right.
We did it.
We've got two cogs. Let's place it on the thing.
Okay,
you go back.
I'm asleep. I'm on 5 hit points.
Where do you want to have your little sleep?
In the nest room.
In the nest room?
Yes.
All right. I'm assuming everyone's going in for this rest.
Yeah, let's have a little nap.
Yeah. I'm like, is it? What? I only groove made my chicken fight it. That's not what it works. I'm like, just like... parts of me probably hang on by sinew.
I need like a couple days.
How am I feeling sickness-wise, Adam?
Sickness-wise? Well, let's find out at the end of this day. All right. All right, then. Okay.
That could be good noises. Could be good. I wouldn't put money on it, but could be good.
Okay, then. Yeah, that's good.
I've got 100 hit points now. Correct?
Okay. So, a day passes. Neither of you feel worse.
Hi.
Well, I mean... I thought you were healed.
No,
don't be foolish.
Only bloody Squim.
I'm all good?
Yeah, no, you fought it off a little while ago. You now have the natural immunity because you have the antibodies in your system.
Is there any
not
way
that anyone
I can...
here knows the concept of antibodies.
Not at all. Miasma. It's everywhere.
Miasma, yes.
Gloom would not be getting near us.
Oh, yeah, Gloom does not want to touch any of you.
Yeah.
Hang on, wait, let me arrange the room properly.
What a shame, because I love to touch me some Gloom.
He's got such a good
Gloom's like at
skin.
The other end, maybe with a small dagger. He didn't sleep at all last night. Because he was afraid, because maybe you made a joke like, but I love hugging Gloom, and so he didn't sleep last night.
In case one of us snuggled up and coughed in his ear. So.
And coughed in his ear.
I actually think that I threateningly made eye contact with him and said, I'm going to suck that dick. Like as aggressively as I could.
For an entirely different reason.
Gloom would just be so shocked.
At some point during the night, you hear Gloom mutter, don't want to contract. Don't want, not through my dick.
Not through my dick. My dick of all places.
Anton. Look,
oui.
I'm not feeling great. You're in the back. You know those gloves of...
You went to...
Can I wear them for a bit until at least one of us is
your
better?
Your dexterity will become 11.
That's fine. I give them over to you.
Like, because he's not really going to be doing anything.
No, everything I do will be through my chicken now.
So, that's not going to...
Everything I do will be through my chicken now.
If you have a question, you ask my chicken.
What a great line. Just in general. Everything I do will be through my chicken.
It's crazy. Imagine it as like the boss of a Fortune 500 company. At
have
like
you wear the gloves of Dex? Your dexterity will actually be higher than when you started.
Oh, sick.
You're welcome. Enjoy.
It won't matter much, but they will be.
Because right. I'm killing you in a minute.
Yeah, gee whiz, that's ominous.
What does that mean?
I have this little marker here from when I made your strength 5. I had to rub it out just now, and it was probably the saddest thing I've ever had to do.
But don't worry, folks. I'll be lowering his stats again soon. And how much? Find out next time on Buried Beneath, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.